Chapter 8. Megan. Thursday, 21st of March, 2013. I'm furious. There are no messages from him, no missed calls. I started to feel there was real love between us after the things he'd said to me in the hotel room. But I was stupid to believe it. If he thinks I'll just disappear, go quietly, then he's wrong. I won't be ignored. If he doesn't answer his mobile soon, I'll call him at home. At breakfast, Scott asked me to cancel my meeting with Kamal. "Dave's invited us for dinner this evening," he says. "We haven't seen him and Karen for ages. Can you change your meeting with the therapist?" He's watching me, and I know I have to be careful. There could be an argument. "I can't, sorry. It's too late to change it," I say. "It's not too late," he says, putting down his coffee cup. He puts his hand on my shoulder, looks me in the eyes and says, "Cancel it, okay?" Then he leaves for work. The moment the front door closes, I pick up the coffee cup and throw it hard against the wall. In the evening, I walk into Kamal's office without knocking. He's sitting at his desk writing. I stand in front of his desk, waiting for him to look up. "Are you okay?" he asks at last. He smiles at me then. "You're late." I walk around the desk and stand close to him, my leg touching his. He pulls back a little. "Megan, are you all right?" I shake my head. I put my hand out to him and he takes it. "Megan," he says, shaking his head. "You can't. Sit down and let's talk." He stands up and walks into the middle of the room. I follow him and put my hands on his chest. He moves away from me. "Megan, this isn't right. You're feeling something for me because I'm your therapist and you trust me. Strong feelings happen sometimes, but this is my job and I can't allow anything to happen." I want to scream. I step forward and put my hands on his arms. "Are you telling me you feel nothing?" He holds me away from him again. "I could lose my job." I start shouting at him, telling him I don't care about his job. He tells me to be quiet, to be calm. Then he shakes me, hard. I reach forward and kiss him on the mouth, and then I bite his lip. He pushes me away. On my way home, I think about the things I could do to punish him. But I won't, because I like him too much. I'm angry that he won't sleep with me, but I'm more upset that I didn't finish telling him my story. I can't start again with someone different. It's too hard.